Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live. We're launching into the second hour of the program. You can join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Coming up, a police chief caught for trolling people on Twitter. I mean, it's not the most offensive thing that you could catch a police chief for, but we'll find out some of the dirty details here. Vincent's got that story on the way. Plus, Chris, you're going to tell us about an interesting court ruling regarding Airbnb and its legal status.
It's not what you think.
We'll get into it coming up here. And first, we go to your phone calls and thoughts. Plus, if you want to comment on Congress raising the tobacco and e-juice/e-cigarette purchasing age to 21 nationwide, likely to be signed by Donald Trump. So a bipartisan effort. That's really terrible news. You're welcome to comment on that or whatever's on your mind. We go to Bad Slave to start things out here in hour number two on our Discord server. Go ahead, Bad Slave. You're on Free Talk Live.
Well, thank you, guys, and it's great to speak with you.
Yep.
I wanted to bring up this whole idea of, you know, here we have Edward Snowden actually... You know, the process was he tried to use the normal channel to notify the lawlessness of, you know, this collecting of data, which is what's going on. Correct?
When you say he tried to use the normal channel, what do you mean?
How do you use a normal channel to notify the government which is doing that crime?
Well, what
right?
normal like, channel? I mean, what are you talking about?
Well, no. I mean, official processes. He worked for a company. He went to their superiors and, you know, and said, hey, you guys are, you know, breaking the law here.
Did he?
You know, you got to...
Yeah.
He did?
Huh. Yeah, I think he did at least, like, one little thing or something or other.
Well, I don't know, but, I mean, he got pushed back.
Of course. Yeah.
and you know, he could have done it for some years, and he would have gotten shut down.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the point is that as a human that technically is self-governing themselves, who have ceded some small portion of power to a government to protect rights, correct? I mean, this is what, you know, is...
Well, that's what they want you to believe. I mean, originally was
it seems,
intended.
It seems absolutely insane that the person that you have to report the crime to is the person committing the crime.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what they're saying that you should have done.
And so... So here's the thing is that basically in order for us to manage our government by knowing enough of what's going on that we can tell them to stop doing that or go ahead and do this or, you know, you're screwing up over here, you need to have informed consent. And without informed consent, you know, we're dead in the water. It's whatever they want to do.
You can't give informed consent because it would be impossible to read all the laws.
Hmm. Well, exactly. That's why common law was supposed to be the basis of laws in America. I mean, because it common law comes from the people understanding, you know, what really is, you know,
well, that's,
evil.
That's where, right, that's where the that's where the statement of ignorance of the law is no excuse actually came from, meaning that there's obviously no way that you could know all of the statutory law. It's impossible to read all that stuff.
That's
in a lifetime,
right.
you would need multiple lifetimes to be able to read through all that. But the idea, and frequently you'll hear people say, well, ignorance of the law is no excuse, as though they know what the law is. Nobody knows what those statutes are. It's impossible to know them.
And
the point being that the ignorance of the law was referring to common law, the ignorance of, hey, you hurt that guy, that's not right. That's the stuff you're not supposed to be able to say, well, I didn't know it was wrong to hit that person. I didn't know it was wrong to commit that violence.
Right. That's why it's called common law.
Because it's common knowledge.
It's very obvious to whoever is examining, harm was done.
Yeah, we ought to bring back sunset clauses where if the law is in effect for a certain period of time and then, the government, the legislative body has to look at it and vote to have it again.
It's a good suggestion.
Have, like, thousands of laws on the book if they have to go through every, otherwise, they'd be up all night.
I'm skeptical of that because we have the sunset clause on certain laws to this day. After 9/11, they put a sunset clause on all of all the stuff. I forget, what was it?
The Patriot Act.
And
it's been reauthorized.
It's been reauthorized every year.
But he's not wrong. If you had the sunset clause on every single statute, that would mean they'd have to spend a bunch of time reauthorizing rather than passing new laws.
Maybe.
And it would bring everything
up. I'm not against it. I think it's going to be more, people raising their hands to reauthorize what's already,
In your example
passed.
With the war on terror, I get it, but I think the reason why they would keep reauthorizing is because it was a period, it was a period of war, and they just keep why they want perpetual war.
Let me give you a better example. Do you ever read the error messages that pop up on your screen? You just click OK, right? Like, and
I read them. Yeah.
I do.
Okay.
You guys are
the exception because I can assure you that what that does is it actually trains people. Into a ignore and basically click, okay. But you end up doing whatever it is that it's warning you against as a result because you're trained to it's training you to, not intentionally, but this is what ultimately happens. It trains your average person to just go along. And that's, I think, what we would have. I think we would just end up having, bills just reauthorized again and again and again.
I don't know if it works.
Let me just say one more thing. The fact is that, Snowden, just wrote a book and he's supposed to go to these guys who's already are breaking the law to get an okay to do this book and then they're going to keep us from this information? I'm sorry. I want that information and every American should as well because it's information for our consent.
Well, the good news is he did get it out there.
Let us not consent. That's the other answer.
I don't
know. No consent.
He did get it out there. The book is called.
That means no government.
The book is called Permanent Record, so if you want to read it, there it is. Thanks for the call. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. I think that you're correct, Chris, that if every law had a sunset provision, that there would just be blind
I think there already is blind reauthorization of these laws with sunset provision. So the idea, I think it just would get worse than it already is.
But that would be at a national level. It would be likely blind reauthorization. Mm. But at the New Hampshire level, it wouldn't work that way because in New Hampshire, every bill has to have a public hearing. So they wouldn't be able to be like, well, everybody, let's reauthorize these 1,000 different statutes. All in favor? No, they would actually have to have separate bills for every single statute coming up that was needed to be sunsetted or reauthorized, and they would have to have a public hearing where anybody could come in. So it would totally bog down the existing structure. It would make it a lot harder for them to pass new laws, and it would make it so a bunch of old, crappy laws that have been on the books forever would actually have to come up and be relooked at and have people possibly say, hey, we don't need this anymore.
I suspect it would go a couple of years, and then they'd just undo the provision anyway, but
well, maybe. I mean, New Hampshire's not your typical state.
I agree, it's better than most, and it's getting better. But honestly, I'm skeptical when it comes to government. I mean, it's just such an abusive, power. Even in New Hampshire, where it's better than other states.
Yeah, obviously we want to get rid of the state entirely, and end institutionalized.
I don't even care about getting rid of the state entirely. I just want to get it to a point where it almost doesn't exist. Like, I'm okay with that.
So you're still a statist then, huh?
I could get rid of the government, sure. I'll go along with that, too, if that's the option. But, like, if that's not, if I can't get enough people to go along with that, I'm okay with just minimizing it. Mm. Because ultimately, it's going to be 1,000 times better than what we got now.
Oh, yeah.
The toll-free number, if you want to join us here, 855-450-FREE. Whether you want to weigh in on Edward Snowden, the government now, federal government gang, taking his book profits, according to a recent decision by a court, federal court. Now, maybe that will be appealed. You know, it's possible that his publisher, if they want to throw some more money at this, could continue to appeal this up the line, and that would be very interesting if they did. We got more on the way. You can share your thoughts with us. Take control of the airwaves at 855-450-FREE.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
Pick up two tubes of Dogasuds.
Get the third tube free.
Peppermint, tea tree, lavender, Dogasud shampoo.
Made with all-natural coconut, jojoba, aloe. Great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
But no itchy, harsh chemicals.
Lather up, rinse away.
Try Dogasuds. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
Dinovite.com.
I want to tell you about my favorite cryptocurrency wallet, Edge Wallet, at Edge.app. Edge is the wallet I use more than any other, and that was true long before Edge Wallet became a sponsor of Free Talk Live. Edge Wallet allows you to buy, sell, trade, and securely hold your cryptocurrencies, including Bitcoin, Ethereum, tokens, Monero, Ripple, Dash, Bitcoin Cash, and more. It's available for both Android and iOS, and you can download it via the Play or App Store, or via Edge Wallet's website, Edge.app. Secure your freedom with Edge Wallet.
Balance of Nature's fruit and veggie capsules contain 100% fine-ripened fruits and vegetables, tested pure with no pesticides, fillers, or additives of any kind, and are the most effective whole food supplements on the market today. Fruits and vegetables are on an average 85% water. Balance of Nature uses cold vacuum technology to remove the water, leaving only the whole food. We don't use any heat, air, or light drying methods that damage nutrients. Our cold vacuum technology maintains 99% of the fresh fruits and vegetables' original nutritional value. Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Call or go online now and become a preferred customer, which gives you our best pricing and free shipping. And we will take an additional 35% off of your first order. This will be a limited-time offer, so don't wait. Call 800-2468-751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code FTL.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You're invited. invited to join us. Right here, the toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms. Head over to discord.lrn.fm, and you can interact with us there. Like Bad Slave a few moments ago sounded great on the radio. You can do that, too, over at discord.lrn.fm. You should have the Discord app, though. It does make that experience a lot nicer, and it's free, so why not check it out? With you here tonight, it's Ian.
It's Vincent.
And Chris.
Good nutrition is key to looking and feeling great, but eating right all the time can be a challenge. Travel and work schedules can certainly get in the way, or maybe you just don't have the desire or the time to shop and cook the right foods, but Balance of Nature can help you. They've got their Balance of Nature fruit capsules and veggie capsules. And with three of each, you get 10 servings of fruits and vegetables, and that's a lot of nutrition. You can go online and become a preferred customer, which gives you the best pricing and free shipping. After your third month, Balance of Nature will ship to you at no charge an additional set of fruits and veggies. So to get that deal, go to balanceofnature.com. Use code FTL, like Free Talk Live. That's code FTL at balanceofnature.com. Jordan is in Chattanooga, Tennessee, listening to WGOW-FM. Hello, Jordan.
Oh, hey, guys. How you doing?
Good. You're on the air.
Thank you for bringing me on. I've just been listening, and you guys have been talking about the whole deal with Edward Snowden's book.
Yeah.
Personally, I love Edward Snowden because of the simple fact that he did expose how the NSA was spying on American citizens.
And probably still is, for that matter.
They are. You know, yeah. I just read a story about how apparently now they're tracking you through your smart TVs or something like that.
Wouldn't surprise me. Now that televisions have cameras and microphones on them, there's no doubt that somebody like the NSA is going to tap in.
Which, you know, I don't think that they should go after him and take, you know, whatever proceeds he makes off of it. I think he's earned it, right? And I think that's, you know, information we should all know.
Right.
You know, what's actually funny about that is the FBI came out with a warning the other, just this past week, about how the TVs are spying on you, and it's not just them. It's like all sorts of different parties.
Really?
Yeah, because they all have microphones and webcams in them. Most of them do now.
But who are they alleging is using them? I mean, besides the manufacturers.
China and companies and...
Could just be
obviously
hackers.
Them.
Just regular hackers too. I saw a video of a nanny cam where, like, with the voice, right, it had a speaker.
I didn't know you were doing that kind of thing.
No. It was a news article I saw. It was a nanny cam was hacked, and it's like, you know, this person was like yelling at the kid, and it was just a teenager. It's like probably, you know, your average 4chan user.
So Jordan, was there more you wanted to share?
Well, mainly, you know, I've been paying attention to the whole impeachment deal. I've been, you know, watching all that. And
my God.
Yeah.
Sounds so boring to me.
Why?
How can you stand it?
I don't understand how anybody can take in the like, and it doesn't even matter because he's not going to be impeached anyway.
Well,
he's not going to be held to the conviction, right?
Well, it has to go to the Senate, but we don't know about it. Anything could happen.
Right. True.
And my thing is that they're all the same. They're all bought off. To me, there is just rambling. Like, they're not going to get anything done. The Democrats, anytime that they don't get their way, they want it. And it would be the same way if a Democrat was in office and the Republicans were trying to get him out.
And it was the same way when Bill Clinton was in office. It was the exact same thing.
Exactly. You know what's funny about this is they are getting what they want. They're getting the anti-smoking thing passed that the left wants. And the right is even agreeing
for
it,
too.
Right, exactly. So how can they even be seriously, like, they're complaining when they're getting what they want.
Well, they have to pretend like they don't agree with each other. They have to pretend like they're at odds. Like, or, you know, like in professional wrestling, where they pretend to hate each other, but in reality, they're just working and getting paid.
It's like what that caller last night brought up, George Carlin's. If it's bipartisan, it means you're getting screwed over twice
both
over.
Sides.
Yeah.
Exactly. And that's why I quit voting for Democrats and Republicans, because they're all the same. They're all bought off. They're all corporate interests. And that's why in 2016, I didn't vote for either of them.
Right. It's a good choice. Now, yeah, hopefully the Libertarian Party will pick a good candidate in 2020.
Hopefully Jesse Ventura.
Oh, is he throwing in his hat?
He's thought about it. He's the one guy, if he ran, I'd vote for him in 2 seconds, because I've always liked him. And plus, he's an ex-Navy SEAL, ex-governor.
He definitely has the qualifications of being a former governor. There's no doubt about that, because that's, you know, something that impresses a lot of people.
Well, but
a
lot of people said he ruined, well, not ruined the state of Minnesota, but like he tried to get like this worthless train project.
Oh, he's not a libertarian. That's the only problem. Yeah, he's not actually a principled libertarian, but he's entertaining as hell. I mean, I'll give him that. And thank you, Jordan. Good call tonight, man.
I want to see him rip his shirt off during the State of the Union.
Was Jesse the Body known for that, or that was like a Hulk Hogan thing, wasn't it?
I figured it was just a pro wrestling thing. I've only watched a recent pro wrestling where we're all shirtless. But.
I thought you were going in a different direction there for a minute.
Toll-free number tonight.
At his age, no.
855-450-3.
I don't do the whole wrestling thing, so I got no idea.
855-450-free. If you want to join us here, you can. You can take control of the airwaves. But, yeah, I have not heard that Jesse Ventura is going to throw into the libertarian ring. There are definitely multitudes of candidates and contenders there. I gotta say, I don't know who's gonna take this thing. I think it's anybody's game or anybody's guess at this point. Adam Kokesh is a very strong candidate, very principled. Jacob Hornberger from the Future of Freedom Foundation, also very principled liberty candidate. Of course, the Libertarian Party hasn't nominated a principled candidate in the last
yet.
Almost two decades.
It seems like that we don't have an organization or a structure that actually encourages people to, or how do I say this, or enables people who are libertarian to get elected.
Well, Vermore, like, and I gather this based off the debate between the current chairperson, Nicholas Sarwank, and Dave Smith, who's a comedian and yet a more principled libertarian than the actual chair. And Sarwark made it very clear that they're more interested in getting
votes.
Candidates who would garner votes and money and, you know, popular, or not popular support, but establishment support, than having someone running people who are, gee, I don't know, actual libertarians.
Yeah, and that's one of the reasons why I resigned from the Libertarian Party nationally back in 2008. So it's been actually more than a decade since I publicly resigned. And I don't think that guy was in charge, Sarwark, as you mentioned. I don't think he was running the party back then. But they were still making terrible decisions back then. It's been a long, slow log towards, you know, just complete irrelevance for the Libertarian Party, and it's tragic. It's too bad, because, you know, their candidate in 2016, Gary Johnson, he did better votes-wise than I think any other Libertarian candidate in history, but he didn't actually help anyone learn anything about liberty, and to me, that's what a Libertarian campaign is supposed to be. It's supposed to be an educational tool to help people come across the ideas of freedom and help communicate them to the average person who's never hearing them.
I like your take on messaging. I don't know if that's what it's supposed to be, but certainly I think it's a good take to have.
Well, it depends on who you ask. There are different people who would disagree on this, and this is a disagreement that the Libertarian Party has faced since the earliest days of it in the 1970s.
I mean, right. The Libertarian Party in and of itself is somewhat contradictory in its nature.
I would contest that Gary Johnson did particularly well in 2016 when we had the two most hated candidates running. He only did nominally better than Ron Paul did in 1988 when he ran. I mean, like, if they had someone who was actually a good candidate, I think they would have been able to get way more than Johnson Welch.
I think you're right about that. More coming up here. Your calls and thoughts are welcome. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. You know, since we were talking about vaping, and now it is likely going to be age 21 and up to purchase vape products all across the United States as soon as Trump signs the bill that's been put on his desk by the Senate and the House, well, looks like Instagram's cracking down too.
Next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. Police in Central Texas are declining to release major details following the arrest of a woman in connection with the disappearance of a mother and child. Austin Police Chief Brian Manley with the charges that have been filed.
We do have one person that has been arrested and charged. The charges that have been filed at this point are two charges of kidnapping and one charge of tampering with a corpse.
President Trump is accepting House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's invitation to deliver the State of the Union address on February 4th. Another item of business for the president before heading off to his Mar-a-Lago resort in Florida, the president signing the National Defense Authorization Act for the fiscal year 2020, which means no government shutdown. And a military investigation found hand gestures at the Army-Navy football game last week were not racist signals. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. You can bring in whatever you want here. Our toll-free number is 855-453 like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Coming up, the crackdown on the world of vaping continues. Now, Instagram is going to be targeting vapers on their Instagram profiles. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
It's Vincent.
And Chris.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to spend, earn, store, and exchange digital money in seconds. Divvy says you'll be able to send money around the globe in only a swipe and instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. There's no need to wait, though, as Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with their multi-tiered masternodes, allowing anyone to earn by supporting the Divvy network. And when the new Divvy wallet launches, because of Divvy's relationship with Western Union, Divvy will be in 200 countries, including the United States. You can learn more at DivvyProject.org. That's DivvyProject.org. As we continue here, just on the topic of the federal government, continuing the crackdown, they're going to increase the age for, not possession, but for purchase. So it would be illegal to sell a nicotine product like tobacco or vape juice or vape cartridges or whatever. I don't know if it'll be illegal to sell, like, the patch. I'm not sure if that's going to be included. So there may be certain types of nicotine products that are exempted, but definitely, like, the common stuff will be illegal to sell under 21.
It makes me wonder, is it illegal then to also give, or is it like without sale, or is it
good question?
Because
Good question.
I mean, that seems like great activism right there.
Just to give away some nicotine.
Give away, yeah.
Yeah, that is, that's an excellent question. I guess you would have to look at the $1.37 trillion package and see where and however many hundreds of thousands of pages that might be to try to read this damn regulatory nonsense. So that's happening. And at the same time, I had a related story from TheHill.com that Instagram and Facebook will no longer allow, quote, influencers, unquote, to promote vaping or tobacco-related products or weapons, said the company on Wednesday. Facebook, which owns Instagram, said in a blog post it will no longer allow branded content that promotes those items. Facebook's policies have long prohibited the direct advertisement of tobacco or weapons, but did not control what influencers could post. The policy change closes a loophole that allowed companies such as e-cigarette manufacturer Juul Labs to promote their products, even though vaping ads were technically banned. Under their previous policies, advertisers could pay influencers to promote their products, and the companies would not intervene. The company did say they would begin enforcement of the new rule, quote, in the coming weeks. So what is it that describes or defines a so-called influencer? Well, if I've got 10 viewers, does that mean that I'm an influencer on those 10 people? Is it a certain arbitrary number above which you become an influencer?
Is an influencer somebody who gets paid to promote? Is that effectively what they're referencing?
I don't think there's any. I've never heard of any concrete criteria, but one number I've heard thrown around is that if you have like at least 10,000 followers, say on Twitter, you're like a micro influencer.
Okay.
And so I think
so. Like 100,000 would be a real influencer.
Yeah, and I think some of it has to do with being verified on Instagram. Like you know, in Twitter you have a blue check mark. And on YouTube you have a check mark. So I think that's the same thing. In order to be like a real deal influencer, you have to be verified.
All right. So here's another question. How does one become an influencer? Because I have a hard time imagining people are signing up for these channels or watching people just because they're promoting some product.
You have to show your boobs
If you've got breasts, then it definitely helps. If you're an attractive woman, that
shows,
definitely helps.
Okay,
help.
So you know, have a lot of makeup, act very slutty.
It's like prostitution kind of.
No.
Visual prostitution.
I will say this, from what I can tell, influencer, and it would be interesting to hear what other people think about this. And our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE or the Discord over at discord.lrn.fm. An influencer is someone who has some kind of reach that is, like, worthy of noting, basically. Now, what that is, I don't know. 10,000, 100,000, 50,000.
So if I have a lot of people.
Hold on. Be clear. I don't think Facebook or Instagram say, you've got this many people, you're an influencer. It's just sort of like a thing that people ascribe to people who have a certain following.
So if you're not promoting a product, are you still an influencer just because you have a lot of views? Or
yes.
You know what I mean? Like followers or whatever?
Yes.
Interesting. So anybody who's popular is an influencer. That's insane.
And they just happen to then push products because the fact that they're an influencer, and they have a big audience, and they get deals.
Right.
It's like Lori Loughlin's daughter.
That's paid advertising. I mean, that's paid advertising.
But at a certain point, you know, like an advertiser isn't going to advertise with you if you only have 100 followers, right? So there's a certain level at which there's a certain level of follower count at which advertisers will begin being interested in you.
Yeah.
And I presume that's the level at which you become an influencer, like where you have enough people under your following realm.
I mean, does an influencer? I'm trying to understand. It seems like we're just talking about somebody advertising on a show, of some kind. But is there more to it? Like, is it not clear that it's advertising? Or is it clear that it's advertising when these influencers are paid for this work?
I think it depends. It depends on how the ad is structured, right? Like if it's real subtle, you know, it's not illegal for a company to give you a thing and say
in the U.S.
Yeah, in the U.S. Like you know, you do Linux-based products over at thinkpenguin.com. If you were to put a penguin in the background here at the studio and pay me, you know, to allow the penguin to sit in the background of the studio with your logo on it, you know, that might just be a studio decoration or whatever. Or if I'm using, you know, your product on the air, but I'm not telling about it. I'm not like saying, today's show brought to you by thinkpenguin.com. They've got a new laptop. Drop on by and check out their Wi-Fi adapter, right? Like that's an obvious advertisement, but it can still be an advertisement if it's less obvious. right? It can still be product placement.
Product placement, I understand. Like, those are terms I understand.
Yeah.
It just seems weird.
I have a definition here from Pixly.com, and this is an Instagram definition of Instagram influencer, noun. Influencers are Instagram users who have an established credibility and audience who can persuade others by virtue of their trustworthiness and authenticity. Your brand's influencers are users that employ your brand hashtag who have the largest number of followers. So when they say, like, authenticity, basically what it means is, like, saying, going along with a line, saying what they agree with. Because, I mean, like, a lot of, you know, I mean, InfoWars had a lot of people following on Instagram and, you know, their info bimbos. But they don't have credibility because they're pushing a message that Instagram and, you know, therefore Facebook, since it owns it, disagrees with. So basically it's people who go along with the establishment and who have a large following.
I mean, it sounds like people who have a lot of followers are, by the very virtue of having a lot of followers, going to have people that go along.
Yeah, not always. Like, you might have someone like QAnon, right? Like, let's say if QAnon started an Instagram account, they would have a lot of followers, but they wouldn't have, you know, credibility. Well, you know, QAnon doesn't have credibility, in my opinion. But either way, like, John McAfee. If John McAfee, you know, had an Instagram account, has a lot of people, we're not going to say he has any credibility or authenticity because, well, I'm actually choosing all examples of people who don't have credibility.
John McAfee would not be an influencer, even if he has lots of followers.
Though. Yes. They would not consider
him. Why would he not be an influencer?
That seems kind of weird.
Because
it seems
he wouldn't
like people
have credibility, and they wouldn't want to be associated with him anyway.
But he has credibility with some people.
Yeah, there does seem
but
kinda
by fools who believe in all the
pump
and dumps
whether,
and
hold on.
S-coins
whether somebody has credibility or not is subjective because it's opinion of
right,
the person who's looking
at it. Yeah, so it's Instagram. So Instagram is the one who chooses who has credibility or not.
Instagram is just going to decide if you're promoting a gun or some weapon or if you're promoting a vape, you're just going to get banned. I don't think it's going to matter if you have 1,000 followers or 100,000 followers or what. They're not going to decide, well, is this an influencer or not? Should we allow? No, it's if you're promoting a gun on Instagram, they're gonna ban you. If you're promoting a vape on Instagram and you get reported, they're going to ban you.
And I think at least from what I understand from the article, we're going to be more inclined to ban someone who is an influencer. Like, I follow Iraq veteran Quadruple 8, right? And he has a gun shop and a gun YouTube channel and posts things on Instagram. So he, and I believe he's verified too, but because he's
well, he better get on Mastodon because his days are going to be numbered on the Instagram platform. Now, there's also another question: is are these influencers actually effective at marketing? And there have been some stories about that out there suggesting that maybe they're not as effective as they want you to believe that they are. They have a lot of numbers, like watching their channel, but does that actually turn into sales? This is Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for a specialist to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And we do have the Discord on air call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. Still to come, we got to talk about the Burlington, Vermont police chief who has been outed as having a secret Twitter profile that he used to troll online. We'll talk about that and your calls and thoughts, certainly. Welcome. Plus, the Airbnb ruling out of a European court. But we've just going on, you know, we've been going on through all tangents here, and we've been talking about the so-called influencers. You know, what is an influencer? Well, there's micro-influencers, and there's macro-influencers, and there's somebody who drew a line somewhere to decide, you know, what the difference was between these things. But also, really, an important question is, is this actually an effective form of advertising? And if it was an effective form of advertising, is it still an effective form of advertising? You know, in the studio, we really couldn't quite determine what defines an influencer besides somebody who has some level of following. But what level of following determines an influencer versus just a guy trying to put a podcast out, you know, on mm-hmm. the Internet? And by the way, with you tonight, it's Ian here.
It's Vincent. And Chris.
Don't forget, you can join us online over at freetalklive.com. And yes, you can subscribe to our podcast, to which we have, like, you know, a couple thousand subscribers, I think. By no means is that a very large level of influence, I don't think. But we've got way more people listening on the radio. But at the same time, like, you know, if I say on the radio to however many, you know, hundreds of thousands of people might be tuned into the 200 radio stations we have over an entire week. And that's just a guess, right? We don't really know how many listeners there are. And I say, you ought to get on our Discord server. How many people show up?
Three.
Not very many.
Yeah, right?
I can tell you, I don't think anybody new came into the Discord server tonight. So, you know, you do, of course, with advertising, have to continue to hammer a message home.
Mm.
And that's important to have repetition and to have what they call frequency. So to have a message come across more often and to have it come across consistently is better than doing a one-off.
Right. So if I said, go to thinkpenguin.com for all your computer, Linux computers and privacy-friendly accessories
right.
again and again every week,
That helps. And there's no doubt, advertising does work, right? That's why it's been the basis for radio and making radio a free product for as long as it has. But, you know, you can't blame people for trying new things. And in this day and age, when it seems like old media is getting less and less effective, where, like with cable television, you literally have audiences dying off. Newspapers, it's even worse. You know, the Fox News, MSNBC, their audiences are graying and dying. How many young people, with your exception, with you as an exception, Vincent, you know, how many people your age at college are actually watching cable news television once a month? Or well, once a quarter.
For me, I mean, I watch cable news when I'm at my dad's place. That's when I do.
What
just
is cable
like,
news?
Well, it's news. It's a news channel on cable
TV. My God, you
TV.
Really don't know. have you ever heard of CNN?
Yeah.
That's what it stands for. Cable News Network.
Oh, I didn't know that. Yeah. Interesting.
Okay. It's for communists. But anyways, so
it was the first 24-hour news-only channel.
Oh, yeah, that puts me to sleep, that channel.
Now it's a 24-hour Trump channel.
Anti-Trump.
And, although some say that CNN actually is even
really
better for Trump. I could tell you're not watching or reading anything from CNN.
No.
Although some people are saying that CNN is even better for Trump than Fox News, because at least Fox News, they talk about other things occasionally compared to CNN.
Trump.
Oh, it's all Trump all the time, 24-7.
But it's anti-Trump. But
a lot of the people my age, they, like, one are absolute, you know, dumbed down, depraved sheeple idiots, but they get their news from Facebook. They only read headlines. So, like, I think MSNBC, CNN, I don't know about Fox, you know, but I think we're going to still have some legs with people my age just because of their online presence.
So, you know, they're trying new things, right? Like, old media is dying off. Advertisers still want to reach people. They still have a product to sell. And so they need to try new things. And so this influencer thing is kind of a newer thing. Like, oh, well, these are basically new age celebrities, people who are not celebrities in the traditional sense, in that they didn't come up through sports or they didn't come up through Hollywood.
Okay.
These are people who gained an audience for whatever reason. Maybe like on Twitch, they're good at reacting to video games. So they got 3 million people there.
Who's that? Who's that basketball or baseball star that got paid lots of money by Nike?
It's probably a bunch of them.
So
Michael Jordan. Not
it's sort of like Michael Jordan. You know, being paid by Nike to promote a product. That's
shoes.
What an influencer is, just not necessarily with that background.
Beats by Dr. Dre, the headphones.
Yeah, well, I think he's...
He actually uses those.
Did he actually invest in that, or is he just an average... Is he just like a name they slapped on?
That's a good question. Anytime I hear about Beats, always, you know, it's always brought up with Dr. Dre. You talk about, like, new age and trying new things, and that's what, like, for CNN, Anderson Cooper had a Facebook Live show where he would broadcast and talk about news or whatever on Facebook Live, and it was an absolute failure. He had, like, less than 4,000 people listening at the premiere, and it kept getting worse and worse. I don't even think he does it anymore.
So it says here that there's a bunch of stuff on influencers if you want to look for it. Some of these articles are proclaiming them the next greatest thing. Others are saying it's already over. So, you know, you decide what the truth is here. The story over at marketinginsidergroup.com says last year, and this was written in 2019, that was early this year, New York Magazine and The Guardian proclaimed social media influencers the idols of millennials and the main hope of marketing. According to these sources, only the lazy didn't work with at least one social media influencer, and many companies had an entire stable of them. But today, the blush might be off the apple. What happened? The rapid rise of social platforms like Instagram gave early adopters the opportunity to build huge, loyal followings. The perception of easy money lured a lot of youngsters to try to become these social media influencers. The prevalence of fake profiles and bots has brought reputations crashing down. So, like, how do you know the million followers is a real million followers? You can order these things online. There are kind of, like, follower generator farms based in like India or wherever, where you can hire a company to just make fake accounts and follow you with fake accounts.
This reminds me of online polling in the 90s. It's great to put up a poll, but you don't really know if the results are accurate because
one person with a lot of time on their hands,
not even with a lot of time, just one person with a bot with a little program that they run can have a major effect on the poll.
Micro influencers are more effective than macro influencers. They tell personal stories that connect better to a limited number of followers. The companies fell all over themselves trying to capture online stars to promote their brand, and the numbers supported the decision. In 2012, there were 40 million users on Instagram. In 2018, there are a billion users on Instagram. In the U.S., a popular Instagram blogger with 100,000 followers could earn up to $5,000 for a single ad publication. Everyone wanted to be a social media influencer. Bloomberg said that one-third of British children aged 6 to 17 wanted to become a YouTuber when they grew up, which was, quote, three times as many as those who wanted to become a doctor or a nurse.
They're going to have to learn a lot of other languages because...
Why is that?
Well, I mean, not everybody can be an influencer, right? Because numbers wise, it doesn't work out, or at least not one third of the population.
But more people can be an influencer than could be a Hollywood celebrity.
That's true. But like, I mean, seriously, like if you want to actually have one third of people in the UK be influencers, you would have to target the rest of the world.
Right.
So you would need to know other languages.
Not necessarily. Popular. Yeah. Like English is like the global lingua franca. I mean, I do think it's important that people learn other languages, and there's always going to be a niche.
I don't disagree with you here for the most part, but you do underestimate the number of people who don't speak English.
I understand. I mean, I understand plenty of people who don't, but the majority of people who are like interacting with the internet and have like money to spend would know some, would, you know, be able to understand some form of English.
Dude, look at China. All right, China alone,
and they teach English in schools there in China.
That's true. They're always looking for English teachers.
Oh yeah. You know, any three of us could get a job there.
That's not that's quite true. The same thing though as a well-educated English population. I mean,
sure, but it's coming. They're trying. Like, right, there's a lot of English. English is probably one of the top languages that's taught
in
other countries.
I don't disagree. It's certainly English is, you know, one of the top languages around the world that's taught. Everybody speaks English, but, you know, be speaking English well enough to actually, you know, I mean, think about it. What do you remember from, like, elementary, well, probably not even elementary, high school maybe, you know, Spanish class?
Not a whole lot, and that's why I'm not that great when I go down to Mexico. But I am way worse than a lot of the people that are using English as a second language are, because I don't practice it.
Oh, I don't disagree, but I suspect that's also still, as much as they promote foreign languages in schools, it's still going to be a lot less than you think in terms of, you know, marketability.
I got to say, though, every time I've gone, you know, outside of the United States, I've been pretty impressed at how well English has been spoken. And I can't, you know, reciprocate and speak their language
as well as
English has been spoken to me. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. You want to weigh in on the influencer phenomenon? Also, Turd Ferguson in our chat room says Beats by Dre was Dre's company originally. It was bought by Apple. More coming up.
Would it be nice to wake up in the morning whenever you want and work whenever you feel like it? Date women under your terms instead of society's? Be a completely free man? I'm Caleb Jones, and I have taught hundreds of thousands of men how to create low-work, high-income businesses and how to date women under your terms. Watch our free, on-demand replay training with me so you can learn how to create location-independent income and date women the way you want. Go to alpha.freetalklive.com.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Hi.
hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.